USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Barry continues to bear down toward Louisiana's coastline near Morgan City. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says flooding may be devastating with up to 2 feet of rain expected.
This is a very serious tropical storm warning that has been granted for the city of New Orleans. Surrounding areas, as we've been told, will also experience some level of storm surge.
Forecasters warn the system may become a hurricane and could spawn tornadoes to the east. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony to Congress has been delayed until the 24th of July under an agreement that gives lawmakers more time to question him. Mueller had been scheduled to testify July 17th about the Russia probe. Lawmakers in both parties complained there wasn't enough time allotted to ask all their questions. This is USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause we're leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Trump administration is going ahead with targeted deportation raids in some cities starting on Sunday. Leaders in New York aren't lending a hand and instead are helping immigrants. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he doesn't know what to expect from ICE agents in his city on Sunday.
We have lawyers available for anyone who is targeted.
Speaking on WNYC Radio, he said illegal immigrants shouldn't be fearful of city employees.
No New York City government personnel will participate or assist ICE in any way.
Vice President Pence visited a Border Patrol facility on Friday where close to 400 men are being detained after being accused of crossing the border illegally.
People saying that the families and children are being held in concentration camps is an outrage. The Nazis killed people. Our Customs and Border Protection, as you heard today, are saving lives every day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
India is taking steps in its space program, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Hoping to solidify its place among the world's space-faring nations with its second unmanned mission to the moon, this one is aimed at landing a rover near the unexplored south pole of the moon. The Indian Space Research Organization planning to launch the spacecraft using homegrown technology this Monday, and it is scheduled to touch down on the moon on September 6th or 7th. The $141 million mission will analyze minerals, map the moon's surface, and search for water. It will boldly go where no country has ever gone before, according to an ISRO statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Coast Guard has released a dramatic video showing them capturing a half-submerged submarine that was suspected of smuggling cocaine. John Clemens reports.
The interdiction occurred in international waters in the eastern Pacific Ocean as the crew of the Coast Guard cutter Monroe ordered in Spanish to raise a semi-submerged submarine. The service member leaped on the submarine deck and began pounding on the hatch until an occupant opened it. The submarine had a cargo of 933 pounds of drugs, including cocaine, that was valued at $569 million. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.